Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast, I know, will be a blessing to you if you stay tuned for the few minutes that I have with you. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all of my listeners today. You know their every need. And Lord, you know the condition of our country. We pray for America. We ask God that you send revival. Send people in the highways and byways that will preach the truth without fear, without favor, without compromise. And I thank you for your mercy upon our country. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In 1975, my husband and I started a mobile chapel ministry, a church on wheels for truck drivers. And we went all over the country and preached in the truck stops. And my husband's been gone since 2011, but I'm still carrying on for the Lord, still preaching on the radio and the TV and doing revivals and meetings. And God's keeping me busy, and I'm happy for that. But in this series of broadcasts, I want to tell about some of the awesome people that my husband and I have been privileged to meet, people that have changed our lives and people that have made a difference in our lives, people that love the Lord and has been not only an encouragement to us, but to others that they come in contact with. And as I was making my list, I was thinking about a black preacher that we met in Buckingham County on Road 652. His name was Reverend B.O. Bowles. And he had come from up north and left a rather large church. God had sent him into that small area to start another church. And he went to the sawmill and sawed out boards himself and put him up a church. And my husband and I asked him, could we come down and paint that church for him? And it was in the heart of the summertime, and I don't know if you've ever tried to paint a building of unplaned lumber, but I want you to know that is some kind of work. I never worked so hard dragging that paintbrush over that rough lumber in all my life. But along about noontime, Brother Bowles came up and he said, excuse me. And he was an elder gentleman. He was so precious and so on fire for the Lord. And he came up and said, excuse me, it's my prayer time. And he went in the church and he began to pray. And he first began to sing, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer. And I tell you, we were on the outside painting and he was on the inside praying. I could hardly scale my ladder. The presence of God and the awesome anointing of God, as it flooded in that area and across that place, as that saint of God got out on his knees and took his prayer time and had his talk with Jesus. And every time I think about Elder B.O. Bowles, I think about James 5:16, where it says, the effectual or the on fire, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. When Brother Bowles started that church, many a times he preached and it was nobody in there but himself. But he never gave up. He never quit. And then one day he looked out and there was a woman and a little boy had come in and he preached to them. And then after that, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, God began to add to the church. And later, God gave him a new building, expanded the church, and the work that he started is still going on even after his passing. But the secret of Elder B.O. Bowles' life, and that he could withstand whatever he come up against, the hardship of doing the work by himself and preaching and nobody showing up, he still stayed faithful to God. But the key, the victory that he had, he learned how to pray. And when you pray, you access the power of God. And when you pray, you access the presence of God. And when you pray, you access the protection of God. And when you pray, you access the plan of God. Prayer changes things. And I'm telling you people, if we could all be like this man that had a time of prayer and knew how to touch heaven's throne, our lives would make a turn, and our lives would touch lives for time and eternity. I know Elder Bowles did, and I pray that my life can. I pray your life can. But we, like a Brother Bowles, has to know how to pray. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Will you take time to pray today? Will you take time to let God touch you, that you can touch others? Thank you.